Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. I am so honored today because I have Dr. Carla Trigo with me. And Dr. Carla is also known as the provocative changemaker and is on a mission to transform the lives of individuals who wish to shift their mindset and live a life in a creative and holistic way. She is an ND, a certified biographical counselor, a LOA practitioner, Psych-K facilitator and mentor in human design and gene keys, inspiring women who want clarity, confidence, and direction to tap into their inner power, creating exceptional success. She is the founder of KB Marketing and Abundance Coaching Institute and Quantum Healing for Body, Soul, and Spirit. If you are ready to unlock your potential, magical things will come to you. Welcome. And thank you, Dr. Carla, for being here today.
Thank you so much for the introduction and for sure for giving me the opportunity to be with all of you during this time. So I'm super glad for this opportunity. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for being here. And you have accomplished so much. But I would love for you to just really share with us your journey, what got you here today, and then we can dive a little bit deeper.
Well, it is all part of our life story, right? When we come to this beautiful planet Earth, you are carrying with you in your soul many things that you have to pass through, right? And experiences that is going to help you to be more conscious about things in life. And for me, it was my past experiences led me to really become the person that I am right now, passing through and breaking through, you know, what I call the shadows, or what I call, you know, the lowest vibe or the lowest vibration that a human being can have. And from there, just incorporating multiple tools that help me not only to me, myself, first of all, to heal, but as well later on in my path as a professional to give the opportunity to others to show what is possible, no matter what happened to us. Because it's not happening to us, it's happening for us things. Yes. So this is good too.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's such a huge factor of just how it's life is happening for us, not to us. And, you know, I hear that so much, but I would love for you to elaborate on that as well, especially because you do so much healing from the inside out. And I think a lot of people listening too can really benefit from your perspective as well.
Yes. I think that one of the things that we have to pay attention is the way how we say things, right? How mm-hmm. The words that we use mm-hmm. are built in the thinking process that we have in our brain, right? In our subconscious mind. And it's a huge difference to say four or two, because when we are just saying the two, right, it's just, we are in the role of victimism, right? And in that case, we don't see that whatever is coming to ourselves is for a greatest opportunities, events, and to overcome the difficulties with awareness and consciousness. And when we see that from that part of the coin, right, pain or suffering or trauma is just the propel actions for us to bring us to the next level of consciousness for us and for the humanity, actually, right?
Yeah.
So it's important to pay attention about the words that we use, because they have an incredible energy behind that and can really create it, you know, the environment that you are in, the reality that you are in. Yes.
Yeah, that is powerful. Just even thinking about it too, you know, my background is psychology, but also just how we use words, how we talk to ourselves, and how that can really impact internally what's going on.
Incredibly. Yeah.
And so with your experience too, just working in the health industry for so long, because I know you've been doing it for a few decades now, yes. But what really initially drove you into going into being an ND?
Well, one of my intentionality always since my early 20s was to make a bridge in between the pathologies that we know, mm-hmm. We knew with an emotional guidance system, right? And to comprehend that there is a process that comes from our thinking process, right? It can impact the emotional way of how we see things or how we feel things. And from that, well, if you don't solve them, the physical body is going to respond yes or yes. So for me, it was very interesting to start and to comprehend, right, the neuroscience behind that, the somatic of the emotions and the unsolved situations that we are carrying. And sooner than later, it's going to pop up again for you to be aware of those, right? And I am a believer and an advocate that we have in within us the power of healing and the power as well to create a reality that, that we desire to see, from health to relationships to wealth, you know, and so on. So I started with that focus, right, to comprehend really the connection in between the body, the mind, and the soul and the spirit. And from there, the curiosity brought me to use multiple tools to help other people to really be extremely aware and and create their own reality in every single area of their lives. Yes.
And I love that because it goes back to that holistic approach that you do take. Yeah. And I'm a firm believer in this as well, where it's not just one entity that helps us. There's so many things that we pull from, and the toolbox that you have to really help your clients and just all the different facets that you have dove into. And I love that because a lot of times it's almost like this narrow vision of like, well, it's only this way. And I don't believe that. I think more people are coming around to the idea of mind-body connection and the spirit and the soul and how everything intertwines. And I'm curious, when you started really like diving more into it and understanding more about it, because now I know you have so many different elements that you have, what was that after going in, like being an ND, what was that next step that you took to really learn more about the connections?
Well, one of the things that I was always very curious and incorporated very, very early in my practice was the connection in between the science and the spiritual world, right? We cannot fraction ourselves into pieces, as you mentioned before, because we are whole, and the oneness of the being creates the pathways for us to comprehend who we are and who we are becoming in that series of walking, right? So for me, the next level was to comprehend a lot and to embody really the quantum physics and what does it mean in our physicality, how we can bring into the now the energy concepts, right? That not a lot of people are aware of and can be applied to health, businesses, relationships, and so on. Because as I mentioned, we are just, the body is the physical carrier, but we are more than that. We have at least four bodies that we have to pay attention, right? Is the physical body, the etherical body, the astral body, and the hires that are belong to our, you know, lifetime position. So we have to be very aware about everything, how it works, to use it as beautiful tools. And everybody can really start using it. So we are shifting the gears here for better relationships with ourselves and with others, and to shift the humanity by then, for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, it goes back to that relationship with ourselves as well. Like when we're really nourishing our mind and our body, and that impacts the energy around us as well. I'm a firm believer in that too. And just how we show up, our relationships, like what you're talking about, because we are a whole being and we're dealing with other whole beings as well. Yes. And I'm curious, I would love to know maybe one or two of the success stories you've had with clients, because I know you've had a range of clients, but if you could really pinpoint one or two, we would love to hear a little bit more about that.
Yes, I had recently a lady, she is my age, 54, right? And she was in coaching with me for the last 6 months. And in these 6 months, the shift is so incredible, amazing. We work into the relationships, first of all, with herself, the way how she was communicating, right? And as well, we saw a certain aspect of their relationship with their partner and with the kids, and also business. So everything is related. So everything that you're starting to give solutions to, something immediately because of this relationship within us to the world, right? It's starting to heal and starting to really put it and calibrate it. So that was a phenomenal testimonial that impact not only her, but as well everybody around her. Another beautiful testimonial was a healing process for a young man that was very stressful, and that was impacting the results in his business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not only we address the lack of comprehension of how the body works and the emotional connection, that situation helped him to really increase his income more than 200%. So it was absolutely like a blow me away, right? It's like, oh my goodness, this is beautiful to see. Because one of the things that we have to pay attention is we can have it all and we don't have to hustle anymore.
Yeah.
And we don't have to discern on between this or this. No, it is, if you know how to do this and to comprehend your own, you know, design and your own energetic compound, there is not that suffering or pain because I need to do something, I have to sacrifice something else, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that is super important for me as well is to balance the body, right? The mindset, the mindfulness behind, and as well the soul and the spirit, because everything is connected from the root. So it's very important to make that happen as well.
Yes, you're absolutely right too. And just kind of even like touching on the human design aspect, because we've talked about it on this channel before, human design, but I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about it for maybe people that don't know too much about it and how that really works in your work that you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm always, one of my favorite phrases is we are extremely unique in our approach to ourselves, right? And that uniqueness has a treasure that is hidden in the codons of our genetics, right? And it's beyond biology. When we were born here, we are coming with a very specific blueprint. And what happened is because of the influence of the culture, influence of the country that we are born, and many other programming situations, we forgot really who we are. And human design, what it does is really connecting with the centers of your body, right? That they are specific for you, that is going to give you your identity, that code that is missing for you to be whole, right? And to deprogramming, because that's the point. We are operating most of the time, 95% of the day in autopilot, right? With things that we believe that is our thing and is not. So this system is related to spirituality, is science, and is all to comprehend really very well who you are, right? What are the talents and the uniqueness? It's not about intellect anymore. It's not about logic anymore. It's not about what I learn anymore. It's about the experience of knowing who you really are. Mm. And pull out and unlock the highest potential that is in within you. That is very interesting because it's the unseen aspect of ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we work and dig down about the gifts that you have and to comprehend that most of the time we are in the shadows, then the shift is there. And it's absolutely fascinating. I use it in business. I use it in life. I use it for, you know, physicality problems and so on. So it's very a wonderful tool, to use.
Mm-hmm. That's very powerful too. And you just think about it because everybody is so different, and being able to really understand how you function, how you show up in the world, and being able to identify that so you can maneuver into your everyday life. And you're so right about the being on autopilot. Like if you think about like even driving, like sometimes I'll be driving home, I'm like, how did I even get here?
Because
I'm on like autopilot of just, I know where I'm going.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Like with everything, right? When we're just so focused on what we're doing day in, day out, especially if we do different things, like especially as entrepreneurs, some days are very different, but at the same time, it's like we know our like little routines that we have. And if we're able to kind of just take a step back and recognize
okay, like living in the moment as well, and just being a little bit more mindful can really just ease the anxiety, just like what you were talking about, the stress that your client was experiencing, what was going on for him that he couldn't really focus in on what he needed to do to really excel in his business. And he did.
Yes, exactly. So there is, we are in a very unique moment of the history of the humankind, right? And we have to bring into the consciousness really how works the systems that we don't see, then to start trusting, to become more aware and conscious that we are the creators of everything, right? And the world is my responsibility. It's not the responsibility of my neighbor, of my partner. And when we realize that 95% of autopilot is most of the time in the victimhood, la la land, like I call it, right? You can comprehend, well, from where the fear is coming, why you have a headache, for example, right? Mm-hmm. What is the emotion behind the headache that is causing the migraine, for example? So we have to be very aware about that and make decisions, really, to take decisions about, it's enough. I don't want to live like this anymore. I have to really be very aware about what is for me, what is my desire, what is the highest desire for me to see. I want it to be happy. I want to be, you know, abundant. I desire to transform myself, what I have to do. But I have to be, people have to be responsible. Take actions with consciousness. Yes.
So it goes back to just like the physical element, because I know a lot of people, like, for instance, and I've said this multiple times, but for me, like my stomach, when I was little, I had so much like stomach pains, and it was because I had so much anxiety and stress that I wasn't dealing with, because I wasn't emotionally communicating what was going on for me. But it comes up in physical if you're not speaking about it or like being able to regulate that. And I think you just touched on that, the migraines, like having a headache, and it can turn into a migraine if you aren't taking care of it. And there's other factors, but it just, again, goes back to being aware of what is around us internally to externally. And I love how you put that, because it just brings it a clear picture of how it can really impact people. And we not even know it. Like when we look at it, sometimes like, oh, I need to take like an aspirin. And it's really like, no. I need a journal. I need to like get in nature, like whatever it is, water.
Yes. And for putting this simple example with a migraine, right, or the headache, that's the symptom. That's the last piece of the whole puzzle, right? Behind that is exactly what is a storage in the liver that is anger and frustration. So the question is, okay, right, so what are you going to do with your anger and frustration, and from where this anger and frustration is coming, if you want to really not having any more headaches? I mean, speaking about physical, you know, symptomatology, but it's very important that we will be very, very aware about our lives. And it's not just I'm waking up in the morning, eating something, going to work, and I'm going to sleep. That's the linear, right, way of seeing life. It is more than that. So we have to be extremely creative with life. Life is phenomenal, but we have to use it correctly. Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Yes.
And just going back to your business, because I'm curious, because starting a business isn't always so easy. But yes. What has that journey been like? What are some maybe like roadblocks or amazing lessons that you've learned along the way?
Well, I will suggest always that the first thing to start anything, right, is to have a clear idea of what is your desire, right? What is the impact, and for what are you doing it? And there is a difference between the active desire of something or the idea that you want to, or a passive one, right? You can have the intention to bring a business out there, but you have to be really conscious that you have to be all in. Yes.
Yeah.
And connect with the passion and the enthusiasm is really, what do you feel that is your mission in this purpose, in this life, right? It's the purpose. Mm-hmm. What is really the message that you wanted to bring into the world, right? And that's one part. The other part is really, well, the systems and the structures that you need to have in place that, that would be more easy for you to walk that path, right? So we can speak from marketing or whatever, but the most important thing is the way how you are leading yourself, And always you have to move first. Means that no matter what happened around yourself, if you have really that connection with your heart, that this is exactly what you desire to do, right? Any circumstances that are around you are just like, I call it test. How good are you anchoring that idea to bring it into the world, right? So it's going to be a lot of, you know, challenges and a lot of things around. But if you have clear vision about, yes, this is what I desire, one of these, don't give up, because it's going to come multiple things that is going to help you to propel more. It's not against you, as I said before, right? It's just to give you more idea of what you need to polish or what you have to calibrate in different ways and so on. It's not an easy path, or let's say it's, I won't say that. I will say it is a fun path, because if you take it positively, right? Okay, what can I do here next that is different, or what can I create in a different manner? So put always the positive perspective and what I can learn from this mistake, or what can I learn further to make it happen in a different ways and so on.
Mm-hmm. You know, those were really good. And I think too, I just want to touch on the all in one, because I know for a fact this happened to me in the beginning, and I'm sure maybe other people listening too, but I wasn't all in. I was like all in, like physically, but like mentally and emotionally, I wasn't. And now I can admit that, because now I can see it. Like, hindsight is 2020. But being able to understand my heart wasn't fully in what I was doing in the beginning. And then I just kept adding more things, and I was like distracting myself, because I was like, well, I just want to be successful. I just want to make money. And like, I want to be able to help people. And I don't know what that looks like. So all these, like, it was very convoluted, like my mindset, because it wasn't very clear. And I love that you brought that in of just being very clear and concise of, okay, this is what the vision is. It might morph, it might change, but like how you get there, the how, but like what you want, that like can also evolve. However, it's the heart. Having that emotional and mental connection to it. I have, like, I just had to like point that out, because it's something that I didn't have in the beginning. I thought I did, but in reality, it was almost like I was telling myself that versus the reality of that. But when I started shifting of really focusing on what I was passionate about in my heart, everything changed. Even like before coaching, when I was a therapist, like I loved doing it, but my heart wasn't fully in it. And I didn't realize that, like when it happened, like when I was in that process.
And one of the things that I wanted to puntualize for entrepreneurs and for everybody is, don't get stuck in the how. Because in the moment that you are stuck in the how, you are creating a lot of stress in your nerve system. And the best that you can do is, when you are caught into or trapped into the how, is because the ego is telling you, okay, I need to know everything before you're going to launch everything. And this is not going to happen. So I would suggest that you lean back, you just reflect, right? The hows are coming when you are in alignment. So it's very important for you do these exercises of really create that science behind you, right? Mm-hmm. That lean back, comprehend the situation, the hows are coming later. Yeah.
And it's being in flow, right? I think it's like when we restrict it, it just creates these barriers that don't even need to be there. Like what you're saying, and that's what I experienced. There were so many obstacles that didn't even really need to be there, but because like my mind is so powerful, everybody's mind's so powerful, but I was like allowing it to create these like just walls that didn't need to be there. And I think that's what allows us to understand too, if we just allow it to flow. Like the more I let it flow and the more time I like took off, like not completely taking off, but more things were happening, more opportunities came to me because I was allowing it versus like restricting it.
It is an art. You have to learn that art. And as well, it's part of that conditioning that I mentioned before, right? Of I need to have it everything tied up or perfect or the web before and digital and all these kind of technique things that is just not the reason why you are here, right? So when you are in alignment really with your purpose and your mission, and you have you that clarity and you take action towards that, then everything is started to put into place. So yeah, it's magical actually. It's phenomenal. It's like awakening really the lighting within you, and from there everything is happening. It's with grace easily and flow. Yeah.
And you feel it, you feel the difference too. And you allow it, the magic does happen. And it's crazy. Like, it's something you can't really explain. Well, I mean, you explain it, but like internally, I feel like I can't explain what happens when you do shift, but there is a shift. And that's what you really help people with too. But like, you've experienced it as well. So I'm curious, with your journey thus far, you've had so much experience, but what has been like the top two or three things that you have learned as an entrepreneur that has been so pivotal for you and your business?
Well, one is never give up from the failures or the moments that you feel there is so many challenges, because those are exactly the catapults, right? The motor that is going to give you a new perspective. So when you feel on the pit, right? Never take decisions, just feel the process and just take decisions later. That's one of the things. I'm a very, not giving up lady. So I will find always the solutions, whatever I am in it, right? The other thing is you need the best mentors and coaches around yourself, or teammates that are going to help you as well to grow. If we think that we can do it alone, that's a lie. And that's why one of the things that I teach my clients as well, it is you need to know what is the energy behind money, and the energy behind investment, and the energy behind teamwork. All right, we need to learn how to delegate. We have to learn very much to really invest in ourselves first, because we cannot do it by ourselves only. So those are the things that always I had it, I mean, in my mind, right, that I have to be with the greaters and the better than myself for me to arrive to that point as well, and be very humble in the process. Yes.
Those are both exceptional. And it's true. It's just being able to not give up on what we want, and also surrounding ourselves with people that are going to take us to that next level, to really just have a different perspective too. Because when we're in our heads, we might have like all these ideas, but being able to bounce it off somebody else, or have somebody who's been there before us that can really help guide us and give us a little bit more of perspective in a different way. Whether we take it or not is one thing, but being able to have the opportunity to have those. And I think, you know, that's something I hear constantly, just mentors, people that are in your corner that want to see you do well, but also will tell you the truth.
Yes, exactly.
As well.
Yes.
Even though you don't want to hear it sometimes.
I know. But this is so needed to be successful, right? And abundant and so on. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. But I've been so enjoying this conversation, Dr. Carla, but we're going to jump into the rapid fire questions if you're ready for them.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So the first question is, who is your hero?
Well, my kids are my heroes, I have to say, because they are my teachers in many, and masters in many things. They teach me so many incredible things that are part of my growth as well. So I have to say that my two kids are really the people that are helping me to grow, and they're my heroes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I want to throw in another question before I get to the rest of them, but what has it been like for you with motherhood and entrepreneurship, and really integrating the two?
Yeah, that's a great question. As I mentioned before, it's not like you have to discern or to choose in between one or another, right? If I will be an entrepreneur, I will be a horrible mom, and vice versa, right? This is something that we have to take off of our brains, because it's not true. We can have it all now. One thing that I do always is to find the right time for me, right, before I'm starting the day or whatever, and to balance really the time management. Because as an entrepreneur, you can, and I was there, We can very, very easily fall into the pressure and to hustling and to, I have to do it. And it's not the right way how to build your beautiful, amazing business, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very, very, very aware about, okay, what is the time for me and my business? What is the time for my family, right? And the things that I have to be with them, and to create that time during the day or during the weekends that is super sacred for me to be present. And this is the point. We have to be present and be responsible as well, and to be okay. The important thing is when you take a decision, be responsible with that and not to feel, oh, if I'm going with my kids, I'm nervous because I'm not doing an email that I have to send. No. So you're going with your kids, you are full present with them. And later, maybe before whatever, you're writing that email, but don't create the friction. When you create friction in your mind, it means that you're in victimhood, la, la, la. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, be very aware about the timing, how you desire to see your day in your reality. And from there, just build it, just create it.
Mm-hmm. Well put. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. What motivates you to work smarter?
Well, because I have that responsibility for me to bring into the now the best of version of myself, right? And for me is, if I, first of all, I will never teach, I will never coach, I will never mentor or advise to someone if I didn't do the journey for myself or embody whatever I have to teach, right? So for me is really learn, transform, connect, and share from the perspective of really consciousness and cleverness of the things that I'm giving out, and as well as receiving, you know, advices from people that are smarter than me.
I appreciate that. I think it goes back to just understanding we have to do the work first, like practicing what we preach.
Correct.
And really, yes, doing that, because it's going to help us, but it's also going to help everyone else too.
Correct. Exactly. Yes.
So if you were a superhero, what would be your power or powers?
Well, I love to fly, right? So I would love to be more in the air sometimes. And another thing is, sometimes, even though I can perceive nature in a very high level, sometimes I would love to have better, conversations with nature in that realm, right? I do have them, but I want more in that. It's okay, I want more of this. So it's, that would be my one thing. Yeah.
It's very beautiful. And so if you were to share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
I will, with my two sisters for sure. Yes. So it's two. And I will share with my father. And I will share as well with one of my mentors.
What is the most daring thing you've ever done?
Daring thing? Well, I remember once when I was very young, I was nearly 20, was not, and I was working in the airport in security in that time. And I was working in the airport, and a family lost his flight, and it was a kid with them, and the kid was sick. So I told them, okay, you have to come to my home. The flight was canceled. I didn't know the people, I didn't know whatever. And the kid was very, very sick. So I took it home, the family, and it was like, I was 19. So it was like, just take care and care. It was a beautiful feeling in that, with that action. Yeah. I was remember it. Yeah. So they were for 4 or 5 days until the kid was good again. So I remember taking care about them. Everybody was sick. So I was, oh, okay.
That is pretty daring.
Yeah, I love that memory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. So what is the phone app that you use the most?
WhatsApp. I'm a WhatsApper.
It's a good one. It connects all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, yes. I have many because I work a lot with online business as well. Mm-hmm. But the WhatsApp is, one of the top ones.
What is the last book that you've read or listened to?
be your future self now. That's a good one. And the reason is because it's from Benjamin Hardy, I think. It is exactly, if you would desire to create amazing things in your world, right? Put yourself in your best version. And it's just fascinating. It's a good one.
Sounds like a good read. And so if you were to have a movie about your life thus far, who would play you?
Myself.
I like it.
Yes. I think it's the best person that can play my own movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. And what is your favorite family recipe, whether it's one you make together or it's something that's traditional, whatever it may be?
Well, one of our favorite dishes is paella. That is a Spanish from Spain. Is just yummy. I love rice, and it's just a huge plate that is coming actually from the north of Africa, from Morocco, I think, or from Arabic countries, that was influencing, in the 700s in Spain. So it is a huge plate, very thin, where you can cook, rice with, you can do it with meat or you can do it with seafood. It's just super yummy.
Gosh, it takes me, I want to go back to Spain so bad.
Oh my God.
It's been a few years.
So yummy. Yes, I love
it. I can taste it right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forgot what the restaurant was called, but I ate paella every day when I was in Spain.
Yes, I love it. Yes.
So if you had to describe yourself as an animal, what animal would you be? Personality type?
Well, I would say a dolphin is one of my favorites. And I had the privilege as well to work with dolphins in the Red Sea long time ago. And it was a great experience. It gives me a lot of feeling of freedom, smartness, beauty, flow. So it's one of my favorite animals. Yeah.
Oh, I believe that. I can see that.
Yes.
And what is your favorite way to spend a day off? If you don't have any clients, you're not working.
Well, I love to be in nature. Is one of my fuel for soul, right? The medicine for my soul. So I spend a lot of time in nature, and I love to hike. So just get lost in the mountains and just get lost in nature is just for me, my beauty, my harmony. Yes.
Nature does wonders for the soul.
Yeah.
Truly is.
Mm-hmm, true.
And so what is something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry?
So I think that as a transformational coach in abundant conscious as well, right? That one of the things that is super important in any single area that you do is to be very conscious about your physicality, right? What the body is telling you. And this not very often people are taking care about it, right? And it's something crucial, because is the body is the only way, or the antennas is the vibration that we have to pay attention about what is going on outside or inside of ourselves. So it's not only about the mental process anymore or the logical process anymore, it's about embodiment. And this is something that we need to start learning in every single area of our lives as a business owners, entrepreneurs. It's not I learned something and because I learned something, I teach something. No, it's I have to embody something to be able to comprehend what is the experience for us to be able to teach something, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to shift gears here and to be more conscious about things. Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Yeah, it's important to differentiate that, absolutely. But Dr. Carla, I've been enjoying this conversation so much, but where can people find you, use your services, hire you? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Thank you so much. Well, you can have me in all social media as a Carla Trigo, in Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. You can just Google it and I'm there. My website is still not alive yet, but you can go www.carlatrigo.com. And of course, my phone number is 631-599-0654. All is open, so you can always contact me from there. Or my email, abundancecoachinginstitute@gmail.com. So you can send me an email and from there have conversations. I love to have conversations with people. Yeah.
I enjoy it too. And I'm so happy that you were able to come on and just share all your wisdom, everything that you've been doing in this world and just making it a little bit brighter and really understanding how everything is so interconnected, but being able to help so many people that you have and share your beautiful light with us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carolina. I mean, I enjoyed every second and it's a huge privilege to share this time with you today. So thank you for the invitation.
Of course, thank you. And make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Dr. Carla today? I'm sure she would love to see that comment, and we will see you on the next video.